This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. Unfortunately, Al is taking a couple weeks off, so there is no KER politics this week and most likely for next week. He's enjoying the sunshine and regrouping. So what I'm going to do for this second hour for everybody listening on the radio is replay a couple of our daily editorials that garnered the most listens throughout this week. I'm going to blend in a couple analysts as well as a couple company updates. We're going to start off with an interview we recorded on Tuesday focused on the critical minerals space, more specifically lithium, with Matt Battiali. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Chad here chatting with Matt Battiali. He writes the New Energy Investor, published under the Mangrove Investor website, which I will link to below. And as we have been doing every 2 weeks, is bringing Matt on the show to discuss news, developments, really anything happening in the more critical minerals space. It was just last week that we were talking about major car manufacturer investing or at least taking interest in some lithium companies to secure domestic supply. We're going to be focusing on a recent letter that Matt sent out where he outlined, more at the bottom of that letter, electric vehicle popularity. In starting in the U.S. here in January, 7.1% of all cars sold in the U.S. were electric. That's a 74% increase from last January, and Matt does note that it is definitely partially due to the $7,500 EV tax credit. But look, Matt, we get a lot of fight back on this kind of data saying, well, it's still such a small segment of the overall electric or of the overall vehicle market. But the fact of the matter is it is growing. And look, more and more people are starting to adopt electric vehicles, which then ties into this whole battery production and all these vehicles need batteries. Can you take us through kind of your thoughts? Well, what jumped out to you in terms of EV sales and their continued growth year after year?
Yeah, I mean, from a fundamental investor point of view, I like it when people are pushing back on my investment thesis because, you know, we don't want to be with the crowd. And in my take right now, we're seeing kind of the data is in our favor. We're seeing an uptrend in consumption of these electric vehicles. And it's not just EVs, it's battery everything right now. But the mining companies are still cheap. And so as long as we're getting people pushing back on this, that's great news to me because it tells me that we still have an opportunity to take positions. You know, every trend has to start small. And we, you know, when I think back to just, you know, in general, what a bull market looks like, bull markets climb that wall of worry. You know, oh, I don't know. I don't own an electric car. My neighbor doesn't own an electric car, you know, so how could it be a trend? But we look at that data and it's going to sneak up on people. And so I think give it a year or two, this trend will be much more solidified. And those same people that were pushing back on it now are going to be on board with it in a year or two. So,
well, Matt, I think sometimes we also have this myopic North American focus on Canada and the United States, but when you broaden it to the whole planet, when you look at what's happening in Asia, really for the last decade, it's been a story of not just EVs, but electric buses, e-bikes. If you think about electric mining equipment, drones, there's so many uses in even energy storage to back up solar and wind. There's a lot of use cases for batteries that have done nothing but grow globally. So it's not just a United States story. It's not just a Canada story. It's a global story. And the other thing is when you plug all these electric vehicles in or any kind of electric appliance in, you need to source it with power. So it's not just a story about batteries. It's a story of how are you going to charge those batteries. So what does that mean for critical minerals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it when you talk about Asian demand. There's a statistic out that said that China sells as many electric vehicles as the U.S. sells vehicles. So the demand is there. And, you know, this is, the story is pretty established, right? You, in order to build these electric vehicles, you have to have copper, you have to have lithium, you have to have nickel. And we know, you know, this is a path we've trodden before. There just isn't enough of those supplies right now to supply North America when this trend takes off here, let alone continuing to feed the demand in Asia. And we know the demand is growing every single day. We looked up e-bikes. I don't know, you know, you, Shad, you said you're in Seattle and e-bikes are big there. I'm in Florida. E-bikes are big here. That's an additional demand. Every one of these things has several pounds of lithium in its battery. I have a battery powered lawnmower. If you had asked me 5 years ago if I was going to have a battery powered lawnmower, I'd laughed at you, right? I learned how to repair small engines in high school. And there's nothing better than having a battery powered lawnmower, man, because I don't have to do any of that anymore. I don't have to worry about my spark plugs and my fuel mixes and all that crap. So demand is growing for these metals. Absolutely. And when you look at the mix of energy and the input, so where do you get the energy? Obviously a battery is like an empty glass and you have to fill it with something. The relationship between fuels that create power here in the States has changed dramatically. You know, I think back to 2009, 2010, and coal was the single largest fuel to produce electricity in the States. And when it got overtaken by natural gas, it was crazy. But now wind and solar have dramatically increased their contribution to overall energy supply. So, you know, and wind and solar need lots and lots of copper, lots of specialty metals. And then you have to be able to store that power somewhere, because when the wind blows, it doesn't blow all the time. So you got to catch it when it does. So you need even larger batteries. You need, what, you know, grid scale battery energy storage.
So Matt, to this point about needing more energy and needing more metals, people would look at this and say, well, that means these underlying metals that go into these batteries, their prices should explode. But anytime we see kind of mankind moving forward, developing new products, if one of the inputs or some of the inputs all explode in price, then they look for alternatives. They look for some substitutions. How do you balance this out where, look, this is still a developing sector and different metals can be used. So how do you balance out what will be used and the whole narrative of these prices need to explode higher?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting problem, because to address the demand first, I'll tell you a quick story. So I live on the coast in Florida, and you know, I watch trends among the tourists come and go. And the latest trend here is electric foil surfboards. I have neighbors who own these things, and they're an expensive little toy, but I suspect that you're going to see them in, if you haven't already, you're going to see them in Vancouver. You're going to see them in California, where they have a couple pound battery on them. It has a shaft and a foil like you see on the racing sailboats with a little propeller on it. And you hold a little remote control, and these things fly. They're super fast. So we are literally electrifying everything, even surfboards right now. So demand for batteries, those projections, I think, are right on or even a little conservative. The balance is going to be, as you said, substitution. And the big competition for all these battery-operated things is hydrocarbons. You know, we see that right now with natural gas. When natural gas is cheap, it outcompetes coal. You're going to have the opportunity for things like hydrogen to compete, hydrogen fuel cells. If batteries become too expensive, it will open the door to some of these newer technologies. That's, you know, that's just the way markets work.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Continuing to replay a couple of the more listened to segments from this last week on our website. We are now getting a company update from Aztec Minerals, the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski, on recent drill results. This interview was also released on our website on Tuesday.
Hey,
everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Chatting again with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Aztec Minerals holds the Cervantes project in Mexico, as well as a majority JV interest in the Tombstone project in southern Arizona. That JV is 75% to Aztec, 25% to a private group in the U.S. We're going to be talking about the Tombstone project because just yesterday, June 5th, the company released drill results, three more holes from the seven-hole program that is now complete. Hole 5 is the headline number here of 2.82 grams per ton gold and 176 grams per ton silver, which works out to just over 5 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 36 meters. And this is with a higher grade component of 11.5 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 15.5 meters. Simon, just a quick update here. That was hole 5. Give us a heads up on these drill results and their location to where you have drilled elsewise on this Tombstone property around this contention pit, please.
Thanks very much, Corey, for having me on, and happy to provide an update on our Tombstone core drilling program. The core drilling program that we commenced back in February. This is the first core drilling at the Tombstone project that Aztec has engaged in. We have previously completed two rounds of reverse circulation or RC drilling. Those two programs occurred in the summer and fall of 2020 and then again in the summer and fall of 2021, taking a quick break in 2022 before refocusing on this project earlier this year in 2023 and then commencing the drill program in late February. So we've now completed what is now a seven-hole drill program. And the goals of this program were to expand the mineralized footprint to the west, to the east, and to depth, and to also have the drilling capability of, one, obtaining core, which is very obviously very important for modeling and understanding the geology and structures that we're drilling through, and as well as having the ability to pass through old mine workings, of which there are numerous old mine workings. And in almost every hole that we've drilled over the 50 holes in this project, we have hit in almost every hole some mine working. So it's an added challenge that is better dealt with using core drilling. So backing up a couple months, in late April, we released the results of hole 1. That hole reached a total depth of approximately 243 meters and encountered the blue limestone units towards the end of the hole. These are the host rocks for some of the high-grade silver that was mined in the district historically. And then up above that in the sediments, in the sediment layers of siltstone and sandstone and QFP dike, we have oxide gold silver that we've drilled off. So hole 1 was obviously a very exciting hole for us. We had some high-grade silver. And now we followed up and announced the results of holes 3, 4, and 5. Hole 3 was a step out, pushing the mineralization towards the east, where we hit a nice section of over 50 meters of nearly 0.8 grams gold equivalent. And then hole 5 pushed the boundary of the mineralization in the central, south-central portion of the contention open pit down to depth, hitting a shallow 36-meter intersection, averaging over 5 grams gold equivalent and intersecting multiple 1.5-meter widths of higher grades of silver and gold. And I'll highlight a couple of those. There was almost a 1,700-gram per ton silver intersection over 1.5 meters, another intersection over 1,400 grams per ton silver, as well as a 1.5-meter intersection averaging over 50 grams of gold. On the hole, we punched through about 4.4 meters of workings in this hole, and we're able to push the high-grade mineralization down to depth in the south-central portion of the pit. So we're pleased with accomplishing our goals, expanding to the east with these three holes, and now having wrapped up this core drilling program, we eagerly await the receipt of additional holes. We have holes in the lab pending final analysis at this moment. Those are holes 6, 2, and 7. So a little bit out of order, but we have those teed up to hopefully release over the next few weeks here.
Okay, so I'll post the drill plan map below this interview so you all can see where these holes came from. The green, neon green being the holes released in this news release, and some of those blue ones being the holes that are coming. And as we can see, it's more to the east and some to the south here. When you look at the cross sections though, Simon, it really looks like this mineralization is almost right under some of that contention pit, or how it's outlined in those cross sections. And then as you get deeper, the mineralization seems to peter off a little bit. So does that mean the focus right here is really almost near surface, just under this pit, because that's where you have seen the higher grade?
That, there are really two focuses to this project now. One is that shallow oxide gold silver zone, which lies just beneath the pit and is seemingly extending also east and west in both directions. So that's the open pit oxide target. And correct, you know, the mineralization did peter out a bit to depth, but as you look, especially on hole five, the silver mineralization does kick up at about 130 meters below down the hole and really above this layer of blue limestone. So we're excited as a future target to continue following up on the deeper potential for polymetallic mineralization, including high-grade silver at depth. And, you know, I'll also note that hole three was drilled right in the vicinity of what we highlighted as a four compartment shaft, which was the busiest mining operation back in the historic tombstone mining era about 110, 115 years ago at the turn of the last century. And those mine workings extended down much further than what you see on the cross section of hole four and five, for example. In fact, they went down in that portion of the contention zone down 1,000 feet or 10 levels. So although hole five, didn't get down to that depth, we're not writing it off. We're actually much more excited to drill that target now. And that would likely form the basis of a separate system, perhaps more of an underground style target as compared to the shallower open pit heap leach style target at the surface.
All right, that's all the time we have for this segment. But again, for all of these replays on the second hour, if you want to listen to the full interview, all you have to do is go to our website and find that posting. Again, this posting and the one before, segments 5 and 6. These both came from Tuesday of last week.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
News update. New lawyers hired by former President Trump hard at work this weekend preparing to fight the 37 felony count indictment. Correspondent Brad Siegel with details.
The department says Trump stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. He's set to appear in court in Miami on Tuesday. He denies the charges.
More violence to report out of San Francisco, where 9 people shot and injured at a block party in the city's Mission District.
With this incident, we believe that it was a targeted and isolated incident.
This is a national phenomenon. People come from all over the country.
And the race will go on. The Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, is scheduled to take place in Queens tonight, now that the air has cleared after the massive smoke earlier in the week from the Canadian wildfires. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's huge for the local economy.
Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, we are back, and the segment we are replaying for this segment is a posting back on Thursday when we chatted to fund manager Dana Lyons, and he shares his trading, investing strategy in a wide range of markets. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Chad here chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lyons Share Pro website, which I will link to below. And just a quick note, Dana is running a spring sale over at the Lyons Share website where you can save 25% off of, well, his insights on the market and his products over at the Lyons Share. Again, that link below this interview will help you find out more about that special. Dana, let's start with the U.S. equity markets because, well, they might be boring, but at least they're boring trending generally higher. The S&P is very close to a 52-week high. We continue to see just kind of strength across the board, and even recently we've started to see some rotation. It's not just these high-flying tech stocks or the big tech stocks that are leading the way, but again, a lot of these stocks outside of those tech stocks are bouncing off some fairly low levels. So, Dana, what do you take away from the U.S. markets? It feels like a boring summer, but at least it's moving boringly in the right direction, upwards.
Yeah, that's right. At least from it's kind of been a tale of two markets, really. So it has been trending higher in terms of the more narrowish cap-weighted large cap averages and the kind of the mega cap tech stocks. So been generally moving higher since the spring, and as you mentioned, have hit new rally highs at least over the last week or 2 weeks. So that's been where the action's at. And you know, we've talked about it several times over the last couple months that, yeah, that has provided opportunity to trade those sectors, and we've been long tech and the large caps. But at the same time, we've had some broad concerns about the overall market, because you look at, you know, the broad averages, the smaller cap averages, the breadth, et cetera, and it had not hardly moved at all. It's basically the same spot it's been in all year. Really, the whether it's the value line, which tracks the median stock in the market, or the micro caps, which obviously represent the smallest stocks in the market, we're basically sitting at either 6 months lows, just above last October's lows in the broad market, or if you look at the micro caps, we actually, I think about a month ago, we hit really two-year lows. So it has not been a broad rally over the last, you know, during the spring months. That's not to say, like we've talked about, you can't be long those areas that are working, which really encapsulates our investment selection philosophy. If we are going to be long, we want to be concentrated in those areas that are working. So again, we've been heavily invested in tech and the large caps, because those have been areas that are working, but we've not been confident that it's going to be provide a sustainable move, because we haven't seen the support from a wide swath of participation in the market in terms of the broad market. So that's been a major red flag for us, a major reason our models really have been defensive, and our positions, our investment posture has been pretty defensive. We've had a lot of cash, even as the S&P and the NASDAQ 100 have rallied. So while we've had, again, those large cap and tech positions on, we've had a lot of cash and we've had some hedges on. But, you know, over the last week or so, we've kind of seen a flip-flop of that, with the broad market making some progress here.
Well, Dana, to your point about it being the tale of two markets, which I think aptly sums it up, you know, that a lot of those other sectors and a lot of individual equities, when you look at the broad market breadth, haven't had that sell of a year, even though the weighted indexes have. But it has started to improve a little bit. Obviously, one day, one week, one month doesn't make a market. But what would you have to see in your models to give you confidence that there is more of a dispersion of funds across the market breadth? What kind of signals would you be looking for, or what kind of indicators would you be looking for to show that, hey, maybe some money is coming in off the sidelines now, afraid of missing out of this move, and it's having more broad-based market participation?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we are seeing some of that in our models. It's been a little bit slow, especially relative to some of the technical progress that's been made over the last week. We've seen the broad averages, again, like the value line, the small cap, micro cap, mid cap averages, really making some progress from a technical perspective, getting above some key support levels, some key moving averages, which does open further upside potential in those broad areas. And we're seeing the improvement in our models as well. So our main models are track weekly data. So we'll see at the end of this week, very well might be the case that gives us more ammunition, more evidence to get more aggressive here, just because of that broad improvement. So right now I would focus on that technical improvement, and as long as those broader averages can sustain those key moving averages, those key technical levels, then I think you can certainly be a little bit more aggressive in those areas. I would be careful, just because tech and the mega caps have been so strong, I would be careful to extrapolate that the improvement in the broad market to chasing returns in the tech space and the mega caps, because they have had their run. And even as the broad markets make an improvement, we see those the big cap techs hitting, and the S&P hitting some potentially key resistance, especially on a Fibonacci basis, where we're actually pulling our horns in those sectors and really rotating into some of the smaller cap stuff, some of the broader cap stuff, because that's where, if there is going to be sustained improvement in the broad market, that's where the opportunity should be going forward. Whereas, you know, the tech stuff and the large caps have really had a big run, and there's probably not a lot of juice left there in the immediate term, so that's why we're rotating a little bit out of there and into some of the areas of the market that show more potential, especially if this broad market progress is sustainable.
Fair enough. There's so much money loaded into those big tech stocks that as it rotates to other areas, you could see a lot more movement in those other areas. Plus, look, everyone was just hiding out in those big tech stocks. Dana, a lot of people have also been talking about the VIX, which is now in the 13 region. This is pre-COVID levels. We haven't seen a VIX down this low since before COVID hit. So let's say early 2020 or even late 2019. Does this worry you at all? How do you view the VIX when it's now down at these levels that we haven't seen in years?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a red flag, but, you know, I think I see it, I track it more as kind of I would a stock, whereas as long as we're below some key technical levels, I think the market is kind of out of harm's way in terms of in danger of any sort of immediate collapse. You see, you typically see the VIX give you some warning signs first before anything bad happens in the market. So as long as we're depressed like this, yeah, it'll get to the point where we're too depressed or it's too complacent and we do see some sort of a mean reversion. But I'm not that concerned about the equity market just because the VIX is low, because it can go lower. It could stay lower for a while. So I would say a better barometer is probably the term structure of the VIX, meaning, you know, what is the front month or the front, the more forward contracts in the volatility index doing versus the longer dated stuff. And when that gets too extreme, then usually have more of an immediate mean reversion. That's getting a little bit extreme right now. So that is a little bit of a cause for concern. But again, that's short term and that too could go a little bit more extreme. So I would say it's enough to have our antenna up, but it's not enough to have us, you know, make any wholesale, you know, defensive moves in the market.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last segment for the second hour of the weekend edition, replaying another company update, this time from Snowline Gold. President and CEO Scott Burdall outlining the company's exploration program for this year up in the Yukon. This interview was also posted on Tuesday, so be sure to check out that posting to listen to the full interview. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am getting an update from Snowline Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGD, and on the OTCQB under the symbol SNWGF. I am chatting again with the CEO and director, Scott Burdall. Now, Snowline Gold focused in the Yukon with a handful of projects. The main one that a lot of the focus is on this year is, again, at the Rogue Project. And that Rogue Project includes the Valley Zone Discovery, as well as the Gracie Target. A few other targets that we're also going to be touching on. Starting off with the May 31st news release, the company just commenced an up to 18,000 meter drill program broadly at these Yukon projects. Now, this 18,000 meters planned on 5 targets using 4 drills. Before we dive into some of the nuanced targets here, Scott, just provide us an overview of this drill program for this year and the couple key goals that are outlined in that news release, please.
Yeah, so really, a lot of the drill program is picking up where we left off last winter when we left the Rogue Project for the season. We have 3 drills parked on site at Valley, and we're basically turning those back on and continuing to go after that target. And we're looking at bringing in a 4th drill as well to test other projects that aren't Rogue. But the key objectives on the Rogue Project are really to continue to advance the Valley discovery. I think that it is potentially a company making kind of a discovery. Like if you were to crop away at the rest of our entire claims package and just focus on Valley, I would argue that a lot of our current market cap would be reflected in that price, or I would even argue that we might still be undervalued given what we're seeing at Valley. And so there's a clear path towards delineating, de-risking, and expanding on that discovery. And so we'll have 2 drills dedicated to that throughout the season. But at the same time, Valley is a terrific proof of concept for the gold potential of the broader district, and specifically of the Rogue Plutonic Complex, the cluster of intrusions that are right around Valley. and within sort of a 20-kilometer or 30-kilometer radius of the site. And there's this whole cluster of intrusions. They have some great historical results. They have great geochemistry. We've seen a lot of interesting things out there in the work we've done so far. And so with Valley there, showing that the ingredients are there to make some really special gold deposits, we don't want to lose that thread. And so that's the other key thrust of our program this year, is to hopefully find another zone like it, or at least another zone of very interesting mineralization out there. And we think that there are a lot of chances to take here, a lot of targets that look really compelling, and so we'll be working on that. And then that fourth drill that I mentioned, I guess with those three drills, 75% plus of our attention is really going to be on Rogue this season, but we do have a big package of claims across the territory, and we have done a lot of work behind the scenes in advancing them. And so, we want to stay focused as a company, but there are a lot of really interesting targets that the next logical step is really to get a drill on them. And so I think that if we can advance these further and basically get a better understanding through drilling, and perhaps even get to a discovery hole on some of these other targets, I think that really opens up the optionality of our claim package going forward. And hopefully, we can start to build value on the rest of what we have as well, which those who are familiar with Snow Line will know that we built up this portfolio over more than 30 years of working in the Yukon. And so there are a lot of targets that are really primed and ready to go. And so we want to unlock some of that value if we can.
Now let's focus on that Valley zone and that discovery area, because just in that news release on May 31st, you even said that so far, I believe it's 10 of the first 14 core boxes you have observed visible gold. Now that's roughly about 65 meters of drilling from this first hole at the Valley zone. How are you going to go about attacking the Valley zone? Is it going to be step outs? Is it going to be infill? What are you doing here with the drilling?
Yeah, it's essentially a mix of getting better information and infills and step outs, given how sparse our drilling was last year. In some cases, you can do both in the same hole, where we're delineating the high grade near surface corridor that we've found within Valley, which is likely to host the bulk or the vast majority of any potential resource there. We really don't know much about the geometry of that zone. We know a fair bit about it. We know some good dimensions in terms of length that we've seen it stretch over and width and so on. But, where you sketch in those exact boundaries could potentially add a lot on the table. And so that's one thing that we're really excited with those initial results, to just see what looks like really good mineralization coming out of that first hole so quickly in an area that it was kind of a question mark as to would this be in the high-grade zone or not. And so, the drilling this year should do a lot in terms of getting us a really concrete picture of what we have there, both through infilling, both understanding the controls of mineralization and the distribution of mineralization, and just the broader three-dimensional geology of this polyphase intrusion, but also stepping out, doing some wildcat tests, testing the edge, seeing where it's open and chasing it. So it's really just at a sweet spot for a target where it's very exciting. There's a lot that we know to do there, and there are a lot of unknowns as well, and so we're going to have a good year.
Now, what about some of the other targets on the Rogue project? I already mentioned Gracie, but then June 1st, there was also an announcement that the company purchased a few claim blocks within and around this Rogue project. Are those also going to be drilled? Talk us through some of these other targets on this project, please.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, there's Gracie, and then and with the recent acquisition, we picked up a target called Reed, which we actually owned a fair bit of already. We had a great anomaly and some prospecting finds on our ground, but there's a little inner older block covering this little intrusion that's been known about for some time, and with some interesting historical drill results on that, there was a hole that was it returned 2.1 grams over 96 meters. And granted, these are historical results. We don't even know the assay method. But we do know from looking at the descriptions of the core that it sounds a whole lot like a lot of what we're seeing at Valley. So that's pretty encouraging. And for them to write those descriptions back in 1996, and for us to independently go to another target in the vicinity and to basically make those same descriptions ourselves, it gives us a lot of confidence in at least in the general fertility of that target. Yeah, and the factor here is that has us really compelled with the Valley, Gracie, and Reed in particular is that they're about equidistant. They cover about 9 kilometers or 10 kilometers in this east-west line, and they may well be related, just hypotheses coming off the same deeper plutonic source. And, you know, if that's the case, then the fertility that we see at Valley and the dynamism of that intrusion from a geological standpoint could well be present in Gracie and in Reed. And they do talk about the polyphase nature at Reed. They talk about a porphyritic unit, and you know, for any geologists listening to this, the porphyritic unit at Valley seems to be spatially related to some of the highest grades that we see, and it seems to be an important driver in really that kind of pumped up mineralization that we see there. And so to have that described at Reed already is exciting to us. And then the other, beyond the geological similarities and the proximity of them, I guess the other benefit of that proximity is the old saying that, you know, the best place to look for a mine is next to one. And so that ties in the geological similarity. And I'm jumping the gun with a very forward-looking statement, obviously calling Valley a mine. But you know, I guess the best place to look for a big deposit is near what looks like it could well be a big deposit. And so beyond the geological advantages there are the infrastructure advantages. And Valley does look to us like something that could cover a pretty substantial capex if need be, just based on its geometry, based on what looks like it would be a low strip ratio. It has this highest grades right near surface. You'd be, you know, mining multi-gram material from day one potentially. And so if you have that covering your capex, then the bar is suddenly lowered for whatever else you need to find out there. And maybe you find something like Valley, maybe you find something better than Valley, but maybe you find something that's, you know, a half Valley or 0.25 Valley. But even in that case, that's, you know, that's still fantastic because you have something pulling the weight, you know, pulling the vehicle forward, and that's Valley. And so we're excited to find basically anything we can in the vicinity. But we do think the potential is there to have other deposits in the system that are like Valley or better.
All right, that'll wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope you all enjoyed the replays there that we had in the second hour, as well as that first hour when we really stuck to economic commentary, economic data, and a couple of our favorite guest outlooks for the rest of this year. Please keep in touch with Shad and myself. We love hearing from all of you, and we hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.